This is Constitution Week, and News Radio WGNS is talking with Andrea Calfe, one of the leaders with the Colonel Hardy Murfree chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution here in Murfreesboro. Calfe tells us about a collection of writings by Tennessee women who were here before 1850.
Tennessee Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, about 3 years ago prepared a two-volume set written by chapter members across the state. It's called Legacies of Our Great Grandmothers. It's women in Tennessee before 1850. So some of the women came in the 1840s, and then some came. And so some of the authors of these biographical sketches had actually met their great-grandmother at some point. And others came, like Sally Murfree Manny. She was here around 1809 or 1811 from North Carolina. So she was one of the older ones that we had. And each biography has a genealogy that goes with it, which is what makes it very valuable. So we've given them to libraries like Linebaugh Library here for the History Room, and we have them in Washington at DAR headquarters. But they're illustrated. Some are photographs of these women, and then there are some that are paintings, like Sally's was. We still have a few copies, and so I thought Terry would like to have it for the Villages, which has a wonderful assortment of famous Murfreesboro women, including Sally.
That is a great story. Now, we're in Constitution Week. Today's average citizen, are they aware of the power of the Constitution?
There have been surveys taken of Americans, and many of them have really no clue what the Constitution is or what it does. It is the law, and they get it confused a little bit. One of the questions was, Judge Judy, who has that great TV show, they think she's on the Supreme Court. So anyway, there's work to do, but we're trying to help in the schools and at least have people recognize it. And we've been to many of the schools here in Rutherford County, leaving materials as requested by the librarians or the teachers. So we've got a good committee.
So what do you think we should do to teach the importance of the Constitution?
We're watching the Constitution in action now in Washington with the hearings of potential Supreme Court justice. That's one way people might ask themselves, well, what's going on here? That's one way, I guess, because it is a national commemoration that we're undertaking this week. That's another way. We are doing something that's very basic and encouraging churches and schools, fire stations that have bells, to ring their bells, because Constitution Week ends on Sunday. It's the 23rd every year, the 17th through the 23rd. So that might kind of wake some people up and wonder why are they ringing the bell. So we'll put it in the church bulletin, too. These are small steps, but the Constitution is the law of the land.
What is your title with the local DAR?
Well, I'm honorary chapter regent. I was chapter regent for 4 years, and I'm now the state vice chairman for the Vietnam War commemoration. That's the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. We started celebrating with a proclamation by President Obama. It's actually part of the Defense Department. DAR chapters have been asked to sign up as commemorative partners, and so I've succeeded in getting the Tennessee chapters signed up. I know the VA is a partner. Schools, universities all have a role that they can play in thanking and honoring the Vietnam War era veterans. And so Vietnam is now on the horizon for the honor flights. The commemoration's a good thing. Some of us remember how the vets were treated when they came home, which wasn't too nice. I've been to Fort Campbell a couple of years ago, went up there for the reunion of the airborne that fought at Hamburger Hill, 1969, which is one of the last of the big land battles. And they have a reunion every year at Fort Campbell. And so the men came, and we presented the lapel pins from the commemoration to the men and a DAR certificate thanking them for their service. And as each man came up and was presented with this, a number of them said, this is the first time this has ever happened. So it's a really good thing to do that.
Well, congratulations to the DAR and for all the fine work that you do to keep not only our Constitution alive, but to keep alive the spirit of America and what we were founded on.
Yeah.
We must never forget that.
we just keep pushing, keep trying to do that. And I think there's a little bit of spirit now across the land that I find. People are, you know, are kind of interested in this. And maybe it's the tensions of the times that, you know, makes people kind of think, ooh, this could all end very quickly. We're not guaranteed a future here. So we need to remember our roots. And it was Benjamin Franklin who was the oldest man. He signed the Declaration of Independence, and then he was at the Constitution Convention. He came in and did sign on Pennsylvania's state. Someone asked him, what is this you've done? And he said, well, it's a republic, if you can keep it. And so those words still ring out 231 years later. He was the oldest man there. He was 81, and he passed away a couple of months later. So we're lucky we had these men do such a thing. You know, they argued, they disagreed. Some of them left and went home. Some of the people who were rather famous from the Revolutionary War era, they didn't want to be there. I mean, so it was James Madison who was the glue that kind of kept it together. Again, we're blessed. We need to be grateful and thankful.
Thank goodness there were people like James Madison and dedicated people like Andrea Calfee with the Hardy Murfree chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution here in Murfreesboro. News Radio WGNS helping to celebrate Constitution Week.